Good morning, North Lakes Endocrinology. Melissa speaking. Sean Broomham. Trying to book an appointment. Okay, hold on. Oh, yep, I've got it. Yep. Yeah, it was just me. Yep. I was thinking the name sounded familiar. What was I offering? Yeah, now we had a referral for you come in to see Dr. Kelly Carruthers. Now, she is one of our endocrinologists. Now, she doesn't take on any new patients, okay? So we can't book you in. So she has reviewed your referral and thought you might be best to see our physician that comes into the rooms, Dr. Uzo Dibia. So if you were happy to see him, I could actually give you something on Friday. Yeah. Well, he's a general physician, so they overview all conditions. So because you're mostly got like chronic fatigue and lethargy, he definitely does a lot to do with that. So she just thought maybe that was a bit, you know, easier for you to see him. If you don't, I can book you in potentially with a different endocrinologist, but just from what the GP's mentioned, she thought that he would be a good fit for you. So it's totally up to you. Yeah? Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. So let me just find him. All right. So he's got availability on Friday at 10:45. He only works Friday mornings. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it just comes every 2 weeks. So the next one would be the 28th. But again, I'm like at 10:15 in the morning. So just depends with work. Yep. Yeah, okay. So do the 10:45 this Friday. Perfect. No worries. Now, I'll just find what he charges. His fees are potentially between $350 and $500. All right. No, because it's an outpatient visit, private health doesn't do anything, so Medicare would potentially cover that. So depending on what item number he charges, the rebate would be between $150 and $265. Yeah. So you're going to be out of pocket, obviously, either fees, the out of pocket still comes in around the $220, $230 mark. A bit. Yep. Well, it's up to you. I can get him to have a proper look at your referral on Friday, and if he doesn't feel like he can contribute, then yeah, we can get back to you and look at one of the other endocrinologists. Would you rather wait for that? Yep. Instead of spending all that money. Yep. Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally understand. It's a lot of money and, yeah, you're just not sure. All right, well, let me ask Dr. Uzo on Friday. I'll present him with Dr. Kelly's referral and then we can get back to you then. Okay. Yeah, there's five here, yeah, but they've got no appointments left this year. But I'd have to ask one of them if they were happy to see you, yeah, where he's got more availability. And as I said, he does specialise a lot in the chronic fatigue and there's a new condition called POTS, which does cover a lot of that sort of thing. But, you know, I'm only going on what Dr. Kelly said, so, yep. Yep. Oh, okay. Yep. He can do. Like as I said, he specialises in all conditions. Have you had a testosterone level done or? All right, let me see if I can find your referral. So they would have attached it to Dr. Kelly. Hold on. Just let me have a look. Hang on. Okay. Let's just log in. I'll just have a look. Let me have it just, I've just come back out to this computer, so I'm still logging everything on. So let me have a look. So, Sean. Abraham. Okay. Referral. All right. What has he sent us? Oh, he hasn't sent us anything. Okay. Yep. So we don't have any blood results to go on, no. So I can look up most labs. What lab did you have your bloods done? And I'll look them up. QML, you think? Yep. All right, I'll have to have a look. Now, if they're not lower than 7, then you don't get any testosterone treatment on the PBS. They've got to be 2 levels under 7 consecutively before you can get any PBS subsidized. So basically, if they're not under that, your GP can give you a private script just the same as an endocrinologist. Okay, so if you're mainly just coming because you've potentially got low testosterone, and again, not being able to see the results, I can't say for sure, then that's how our referrals go. If they've got 2 levels low enough, then, you know, obviously they'll see you and they can give you the script under PBS cover. But if it's above 7, then, you know, a lot of them just refer you back to your GP because they can look after it. If you've got other issues that could be contributing to the low testosterone, then obviously they would have you come in and they would investigate you further, but there'd still be no guarantee of testosterone treatment being offered. All right, so I can't ask another endocrinologist to see you until I track down the bloods, and then depending on the results, that's roughly how our process works. All right, so let me find your bloods. I'll speak to, there's no endocrinologist here today. I'll speak to them tomorrow and see what they recommend, and then we can get back to you with a bit more of a plan. Okay, Sean? Yeah, okay. Thank you for ringing back. Okay, bye-bye.